report could be then proceed to item 14.
Item number 14 from the Director of Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Good morning again, Mr. Chair and Supervisor. I will begin with the June report. Just real briefly, for the month of June, we did a little over $10 million of contracting opportunity. Of that amount, a little less than $500,000 did not have participation. And when it's all said and done with the various calculations and exemptions, percentage of contracts without DBE participation, a little than 5%. So that it is with the month of June. However, as we look at the month of July, we had a little over $12 million worth of contracting opportunity. Of that amount, a little more than $11 million did not have participation, and which accounts to almost 90% of July's number of not having participation. I draw your attention down to the House of Correction in the table, which is the lion's share for that increase. Almost $10 million of that is an amendment for 2014 to 2015 associated with, I believe, is a 2013 court order to provide medical care for the jail and the House of Correction. And primarily that is mainly staff, kind of a hybrid with county personnel, but primarily with the private entity, and therefore that accounted for the waiver for almost $10 million.
Okay, any questions from committee? Seeing none,